Thank you for listening to this podcast from The Wave Ministries. Visit thewavecolumbus.com for more information.
Welcome to The Wave Podcast. I'm Danny Ortiz.
This is Michael Redd.
What's up, brother? My brother, I really don't know how you're doing because we just jumped on the phone call, but how are you doing? I know how you're
doing. I'm doing
well,
man.
This morning.
Doing well. Just enjoying my wife the last couple of days, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there listening. It was an incredible weekend, and I was traveling at the end of last week and had an incredible trip. And so I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Ditto. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. My mom listens to the podcast regularly. So, Mom, you know what it is. We love you. We've been traveling, man. So, got back this weekend, spent time with the family. Everything's been well. Good time. Good time to be alive. Everything from the macro and the micro is going well in the sense where God is in control. So, we had a great time in California last week. And we're plugging on. We got in and started loving people the moment we got in. Probably take a couple of days to rest. Still need to rest. But we're moving on, man. Everything's going well. God is straight.
Yeah.
So I can say that much.
It's good to be back on the podcast again, man.
Man, it's been a minute because we've been traveling. So everybody knows when we don't get on these podcasts, we travel. Thank you for your patience as you guys listen. To the podcast. And we've been talking about hearing, and I know the last one we talked about, we ended on talking about some trauma-based understanding of hearing. But the podcast have been blessing me. I mean, I pray that those who are listening are taking notes, because even our last one, every time we do a podcast, you and I listen to it, and it was a blessing to know and to hear that God is working on our hearing. And I know you and I say this all the time, but I think every podcast we're going to say this is more prevalent now than ever to hear the Holy Spirit and know that the Holy Spirit is speaking, and we need to in tune our ear to the Holy Spirit. And so, God is working on our hearing. He's working on our obedience. He's working on our trust. So I've enjoyed the last few podcasts on hearing.
Yeah, I mean that, man. It's been an awesome privilege to be on the podcast with you, man. It has impacted my life just as much as anybody's, and just discovering and spending time together and, just diving into some truth, man, that transcends a lot of what we come out of, historically. So prayerfully, this is impacting the people that are connected to us and people who have been listening to the podcast. So appreciate your support of the podcast over the years. And, but we're in a different vein right now, D. It's a very unique vein. And today is going to be really, really good because I believe the Holy Spirit wants to establish some foundations again.
We hit
some things in the last podcast that was really pertinent for today.
Yeah. Now I think what we're going to talk about today is going to lead us into talking more about because I know you mentioned it, and I want to really talk about how trauma affects our hearing. But I think we're just backing up a little bit today. I'm going to jump straight into it in Matthew 3:11. As you and I have talked about this and what I was feeling in my heart for a fire to hear, that we need the Holy Spirit. We need to burn. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit to work on our hearing and to work on our hearing in many ways, because really it's, we can hear something and it has to be translated by the Holy Spirit, because if we hear it and then we're not in tune to the Holy Spirit, something that the Holy Spirit might say to us or someone else say that is driven by the Holy Spirit, if we don't have ears full of fire and hearing through a place of, and when I say fire, I'm going to tell you what I mean, it's the fire of the Holy Spirit, we can misunderstand or misconstrued what the Holy Spirit is saying, because we have so much flesh attached to our ears. Because a lot of times the Holy Spirit, he speaks directly, and he speaks in faith. He speaks regardless of what your circumstance is happening. He is way beyond where we at, right? And so if we're not hearing through the Spirit, a lot of times the Holy Spirit is saying stuff to us, and it's like, man, I'm getting bombarded here, but I can't even hear what this person's saying, or I misunderstand what this person's saying. And so, you know, we need the filter of the Holy Spirit. Number one, to hear. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit to hear. We need the filter of the Holy Spirit to translate what heaven is saying. And heaven, meaning the place of now, where Jesus is at now, today, and how he's invading the earth and what he wants to do on the earth.
I agree. I mean, we've hammered the whole notion of hearing the last, I want to say, three or four podcasts. And really, at the end of the day, I think it comes down to really a baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
A continual baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it has to be a daily thing where we're conscious of really, really praying for a baptism of the Holy Spirit, which begins to allow us to have clarity of thought, clarity of direction. And so fundamentally, I've been reading the book of Acts. And when we talked about hearing, you know, we've been talking about it, but at the end of the day, I think we need to have a baptism of the Holy Ghost. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, in a lot of ways are struggling with the cycle of not being able to hear because of that. They're struggling with not having the baptism of the Holy Spirit in their life constantly. Right. And so I'm not talking about tongues, right? When you hear this, I'm not talking about tongues. I think a lot of people have stopped at tongues, but tongues is not enough proof, right? That one has been filled with the Holy Ghost. So we've got to be able to fundamentally, if we're going to hear, if we're going to have an unction to go into the closet, if we're going to have even a thrust to go into the secret place, it comes from the baptism of the Holy Spirit. My flesh doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You know, and I think we've been too casual and irreverent when it comes to the Holy Ghost. Go ahead, D.
No. The baptismal, the submersion of the Holy Spirit, you know, Matthew 3:11. If you got it, Jesus, Matthew is speaking here about Jesus. John is speaking about Jesus. He said, as for me, I baptize you with water, John the Baptist said, for repentance, metanoia, change the way you think. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I'm not fit to remove his sandals. That's such an important, I'm not fit to remove his sandals. That's such an important part because in our next podcast, we're going to cover Moses is burning the bush experience where he had to remove his sandals. But here, John says, my presence can't remove his sandals, but he will baptize you. He will submerge you with the Holy Spirit and fire, right? And there is, those are synonymous with one another, the Holy Spirit and fire. It's not the Holy Spirit / a fire. No, it's the Holy Spirit and fire are one, the fire of the Holy Spirit. He's going to baptize you. He's going to submerge you. Jesus said this in Luke 12:49. I have come that to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. Right? There's so many instances in the Old Testament that we call Jeremiah the prophet of fire because he's always talking about fire. And God's spoken word, this is what God says about his word. And I'm saying all of this because we need the baptism of the fire, so that we can hear God's word through fire. Listen to what Jeremiah 5:14 says. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of armies, says. Because you have spoken this word, behold, I am making my words fire in your mouth. I'm making my words fire in your mouth. I am making my word. This is what God says. Jeremiah 29 says, but I will not remember nor speak anymore. Then in my heart, it becomes like a burning fire shut up in my bones. So here Jeremiah starts out with fire in his mouth, then it turns into his bones. Here Jeremiah 23:29 says, is my word not like fire, declares the Lord? He says, my word's not like fire. And so God is speaking in the realm of fire. And we have to be in the realm of fire because his throne, remember we said this, I think a couple of podcasts in Hebrews, he said he is a consuming fire. in his throne, there is fire. He is fire, right? And so being attached to fire, being baptized with fire, gets you to speak with fire, gets you to have fire shut up in your bones, gets you to hear the word of the Lord with fire. So there is a baptism of fire that we need so that we can transcend or overcome or live in a greater state of being as we are in this flesh. Because that's the key. The key is we need the fire of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit to do what? To live a life of the Spirit. Because we're called to always be eternal, to always live the life of the Spirit. But what keeps us not living the life of the Spirit is that we have this flesh. But I would say when you are baptized with the fire of the Holy Spirit, the consumption of the fire is when it's going to keep the highlighting of your spirit to always be the one that directs you, not your flesh. Because it's hard to do anything of the flesh, meaning the sinful flesh. It's hard to appease the flesh when you're fully immersed with the fire of God.
No, I think there's a question I want to ask you. And it's when you talk about the fire of God, I think people get that theoretically. But when you talk about the fire of God, what are you talking about specifically?
I'm talking about his isness, who he is, because he is fire. Here he describes his words as fire. He is described speaking that way. In the throne room, is the isness of God, is who God is. God is fire. He is a consuming fire. And so his fire comes who he is, which is, he says, I have come to cast fire upon the earth. What was Jesus meaning? He was not meaning he's coming to burn the earth. No, he was talking about the Holy Spirit. He's coming to give you the Holy Spirit. So the isness of God, the fire of God, is displayed in who the personhood of the Holy Spirit is. So he said, it's important for me not to leave you orphans. It's important for me to get out of here so I can send you the Holy Spirit. Because he will lead you and guide you to a truth, right? There's a type and shadow that we see. So to answer the question is the Holy Spirit. The type and shadow that we see in the Old Testament with the burning fire is what Jesus is talking about. He will lead you and guide you to all truth. Because here Moses went from an experience of talking with a bush, now the fire is leading him. So that same fire that he heard in a voice of God is the same fire that's leading and guiding him, which is the working of the Holy Spirit.
And I agree with you on everything you just said. I think we are in a time where we need that more than ever. I mentioned earlier about being casual and irreverent. I think a lot of people are still full of themselves. And the reality is that you're not big enough to be filled with yourself and the Holy Ghost. I'm going to say that again. A lot of people are still full of themselves.
Yeah.
And the reality is that you're not big enough to be able to contain yourself and the Holy Ghost. And when you're talking about hearing, I mean, listen, being full of the Holy Ghost, there's a fire in that dynamic that provokes you to be more attentive and have an attentive ear. The one thing about fire is that it's contagious.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, I think we've outgrown the Holy Ghost in a lot of ways, right? And when I say that, I mean, like, we ignore it or we belittle it or it's not as important to us because we've been in this thing called Christianity for a long time now. It's not as a pertinent topic for us because we've grown past it. We're mature. We've been in this thing. We know how this thing goes. And I'm here to tell you, my friends, listen, every single day of your life, you need the fire of the Holy Ghost burning in you.
Yeah.
You need it every single day. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the second greatest miracle to salvation. It just is. You have to have that, right? Why? For direction for your life. How to conduct yourself within your marriage dynamic. How to help you with your finances. How to be in relationship with people, how to be a friend to people, who to serve, who to, like, there is so much dynamic within that baptism, it runs your whole life. It dominates your whole life. It dominates all your decisions. And so we've been devoid, Danny, in my opinion, of fundamental teaching and preaching of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I'm laying this foundation because it's so important to our hearing. You know, but go ahead.
No, there's a lot of teaching that we've done on the Baptist, and there are a couple of podcasts that you guys can go backwards on the Baptist and Holy Spirit, and you're 100% correct. You're 100% correct. I think to understand the function of the Holy Spirit inside you and the consuming of fire, and I believe you said it right. The reason that God uses is as an anthropomorphic picture, as a type and shadow of seeing of what he really means. It's because when fire consumes, the Holy Spirit has to consume you. The Holy Spirit has to, again, there's a dying, there's a dying of oneself. There's still a surrender that has to happen in order for the Holy Spirit to take control. And so like fire consumes, it takes control. You see nothing but the fire, right? And again, I want to hit this next in the next one. When we talk about this, I want to talk about Exodus 3. We don't have time today to hit it, but I really want to read it and just dissect the fact that this thing was not the fire that Moses was looking at was a fire that was not it was not stopping, which was crazy. It was continually burning. That's what the curiosity of Moses approaching the burning bush was, the fact that it was not burning out. You know, he's in the desert. He's used to seeing fire. You know, the key is like it was not burning out. It kept on being burning. And so here the type and shadows that I believe Jesus is used, and I believe the Old Testament and New Testament, because Jesus talks about fire. Again, he said, I come to cast fire upon the earth. What is he meaning? He's like, you have to be consumed with the Holy Spirit. You have to be so consumed that the Holy Spirit is continually burning. It doesn't stop burning. It doesn't stop, right? So we know the cares and the tares and the weeds and all the stuff that comes to distract us from continuing the burning of God, right? The fire. We see the type and shadow of the Old Testament, what it talks about, you know, the priest to put the wood at the altar so that the fire, so it was their responsibility to keep this fire burning.
And it is Say that again. That's powerful, D. What did the priest do?
They were putting, you can read that up. He was putting wood to the fire. He was adding wood to the fires. So he was, you know, it's one of our favorite scriptures, right? Where it's the priest putting wood to this fire. Now, we can take that as the type and shadow of Jesus, right? Giving provision, right? The true type and shadow of that is Jesus, the high priest, giving full provision for us to burn, right? But at the same time, we still have a responsibility as priests on the earth, right? Because we also are Jesus on the earth. So we as priests have the responsibility to then put wood on the fire so that the fire can keep on burning. And that wood could be whatever the Holy Spirit is asking for you, right? Because he wants to consume all of you. And a lot of times we have wood around us. And what I mean wood around us, it can be the distraction of your I'm gonna go to some practical things. It can be the distraction of some PlayStation that you play all the time. That could be something that he's wanting you to put on the fire. Not physically go burn that thing, but that your whole soul and your mind is set to play this game. He's like, no, set that to the fire. Meaning set that away so that I can consume that, so I can be your all in all. What he's saying is whatever wood you need to put that distracting you from staying, burning for Jesus and burning to live a life that's holy and righteous before him, that's what he wants you to put on the fire.
Well, I'm going to say this because you just said it. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a doorway to power. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down on the podcast. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost is a doorway to power. The problem, Danny, that you're saying, that you just said it powerfully about the priest. We've allowed programs and production to be a substitute to power in our gatherings.
Yeah.
So you're incubated into a system that that prioritizes programs and production to be as a substitute to the power of God, right? And so what we're raising up is this is something that I thought about even today, even that the issue in the West, Danny, and you can agree with this or not, but I think you will. The issue of the West is that we have a lot of believers,
Come on.
But we do not have a lot of receivers. And we have the believers trying to change the world. But they're at a deficit because they don't have power.
Come on, man.
I get that you believe, but have you received since you believed? That's in the book, right? And I think we've incubated a thought that believers can change the world. But in essence, you can't change the world unless you receive the power of the Holy Ghost. The Come power on. Of the Holy Ghost, the Come fire on. You're talking about is supernatural. It can't be conjured yeah. up in energy because no. my flesh gets tired. But the spirit is willing.
Come on.
Right. So what we're talking about, to encapsulate what we're talking about and what you're talking about, and why I'm so passionate about this, I know you're passionate about it, is because it's supernatural. This is all supernatural.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And so I think that is something that I pondered on even today about we need to be able to receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because that gives us the ability to welcome the information that he gives us. See, a lot of what we interpret from God and the Holy Spirit is unwelcomed because it's from the flesh. We're trying to filter it and receive it from the flesh.
Yeah.
But the fire of God allows me to interpret it and welcome the information that God gives me.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier. You're 100% correct, because we misinterpret it because we have our own fleshly desires attached to it, right? We have our own preconceived ideas. We have our own projections. You know what I mean? Even when it sounds good, even when it sounds quote unquote Christian, right? It may not be healthy for you because that's not what the Holy Spirit is telling you. And the Holy Spirit breathes curiosity, it breathes a journey, it breathes, right? And it allows you to sift through what is flesh and what is not. Because you can deceive your own self, right? Because our heart is sick. Our heart is sick. According to the scripture, our heart is sick. Our own hearts are sick. Our natural state of being is sick. And God is trying to get us to our real natural state, which is our spiritual state, to what you say. And you can only get to your spiritual real state unless you're in the spirit. You got to be in the spirit to live in the spirit, right? And to walk in the spirit, to talk in the spirit.
That's right.
To hear in the spirit, to operate in the spirit, right? And again, you have to monitor in yourself and you have to examine yourself the way Paul says, so that you can know, I know when I'm hearing in the spirit, I'm not. I know this because I know my flesh. I know me. And I know the Holy Spirit is always going to call me out. The Holy Spirit's not calling nobody else out, right? And the Holy Spirit's not calling nations. Like, we want to rule nations and we can't rule ourselves. We want to go to the world and do some things. We want to go to our place of work. And God's like, I'm just trying to get to your heart. Can you surrender that? Lord, I want, I can't wait to get to work. God, I want you to use me. He said, yeah, I'm trying to use you for you. I'm trying to use you to get you right. You know, now,
you mess with me because, and you know this well, John chapter 20, verse 22, we hear it when we read that Jesus blew, right? He blew on the disciples, man. He blew on them, the Holy Spirit. But that's not significant until you get to Acts chapter 2.
Yeah.
Right? And the point I'm making from Acts chapter 2 is that you cannot facilitate what you haven't first participated in.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, we're trying to change nations. We're trying to do things that we haven't first participated in within ourselves.
Yeah.
They had to receive the Holy Ghost to explain what was happening in Acts chapter 2.
Yeah, they have to be. And so I want folks to understand, because again, we've taught this extensively, but I just feel like I just need to interject it here. You know, what's happening in John 21, which is the what you just talked about, he blowing, you know, it's the disciples' first understanding what Jesus' salvation is, right? And this is what we're talking about today. You have access to the Holy Spirit because he's in you. And that now, whether you activate him fully is up to you. No one can activate you can't baptize yourself, but you can give access to the Holy Spirit for baptizing. You know what I mean? And so there's a secondary baptism that is so important that we have to invite the Holy Spirit to, and we are invited to. Remember, Jesus invited his disciples to this baptism. He says, hey, go into the upper room and wait for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So there's an invitation, right? And we live it in an hour. If it's meant for you to have it, have it. If it's available to you, go after it, right? The full baptism of the Holy Spirit is available to you. God wants to baptize his people with fire. God wants to take what the access that you have to the Holy Spirit and fill it full in you so that it can overwhelm you and overflow you. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
The point I'm making is basically if you want to manage it, you got to be filled with it.
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
If you're going to manage it, because I think a lot of people, and particularly in the West, have these incredible grandeur dreams or visions. Have to be filled to see that come to pass, right? And you and I have talked historically about some of the corridors that God has had us in internationally, right? You've got a call in a little bit with Brazil, right? Different other things that are happening from a global standpoint. Well, again, God calls you to that, but he calls you to the baptism of the Holy Spirit to be able to facilitate and manage that assignment, right? You can't mismanage it because you're in the flesh. You got to be filled with the Spirit of God and the fire of God to be able to facilitate that, right? Because at any moment within that meeting or within that conversation, within that dynamic of when you being there, God can use you and be able to demonstrate his power and glory in that situation.
Yeah.
So what you're talking about the fire and we're talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for you to be one, so one with God that when God puts you in a situation, whether it be locally, whether it be globally, whatever it may be, that he will get the glory, that he will be demonstrated.
Come on.
That he will be glorified, right?
Come on.
And that the power of God begins to tangibly hit people around you.
Yeah.
See, that's
because
there's a so strong man.
Man, we
woo!
There's a transforming force that the baptism of the Holy Spirit gives you. And we got to get into this power. I don't have time because I have to get on the Zoom here. But I just want to read one thing because we're going to get back into this fire conversation, the fire to hear.
Oh, my God.
And we may do it today, him and I, so that we can put it out, two of them in a row. But I'm going to leave you with Leviticus 6:12, one of our favorite scriptures. The fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it, and it shall not go out, but the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and it shall lay out the burnt offering on it and offer up in smoke the fat portions of his peace offerings on it. And verse 13, fire shall be kept burning continually on it all, and is not going to go out.
The question is, why does it go out?
We'll get into that. We're going to get into that.
Why do I find myself complacent? Why do I find myself less zealous about that? But we'll get into that.
Man, I hope this gives you anticipation for the next one, man. Love you guys. Shalom.
Love you.
Shalom. All right.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from The Wave Ministries. Visit thewavecolumbus.com for more information.